For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Nun Daled. We are middle of Sivvah. We're almost finished with Shabura. And then, like I promised yesterday, we'll discuss an interesting concept of how this actually plays a role. So just to refresh our memory, what we said, that if somebody goes ahead, puts a dough in on Shabbos, even B'shoigik, or B'mezid, so if he remembers prior to it having baked, so he was not yet over the Isra of Afiyah, he should take it out, even though it is Muksa. You have a Muksa versus the Isra Dereis of Afiyah, you should be over the Muksa. If somebody else sees his friend do it, then no, you should not. If that person is there, you should encourage him to do it, but you should not do it for him unless there's a way that you can do it without even being over on Muksa. Because you are not supposed to be over, you're supposed to save your friend. We have a ravis, we're supposed to be able to try to save our friends from doing a avera, but to then, if I have to be over even a avera kala in order to save my friend from an avera chamura, that is not required of me. So let's just finish up the mishabura. We said that if you put in this dough, then you are mutalai lirdais, you're allowed to take it off if you're taking it off before it bakes, right? Lirdais afilu b'marda, even using the regular instrument that they would normally use during the week, which previously we said is better not to use on Shabbos because it looks like ovda d'chayil. But if the only way you can get this out of the oven is by using that, you can use it because, again, you're preventing yourself from being over an issa d'oraisa of afiyah. Umikol makayim, emef shalasas b'shinui, if you are able to do it with a shinui, use a knife or something else, yeah, so you should do it. Because once you do a shinui, you don't have the uvda d'chayil. That is, when should I do a shinui? Oh, I put the dough in, I remember, oh my gosh, Shabbos, I look, it's not yet baked. If I'm going to go ahead and do it with a shinui and get it out before it's baked, so of course I should try to do it with a shinui. If because I'm trying to do it without using the marda, using the regular spatula that's normally used in order to prevent ovda d'chayil, it's going to end up taking longer because of that it should get baked. So then I'm going to be over the raisa. So you have to use your seichel. It's better to do it with a shinui, but not if because of the shinui you're going to come to be over the issa d'oraisa. So I just want to talk about over here, just so we understand these concepts, because it's very interesting. The Mechaber comes and tells us this interesting concept that if I had a choice, I did something that I wasn't supposed to, and I have a choice. I can either be over an issa d'rabanan of Muktza, or I'm going to be over an issa d'oraisa. The Mechaber comes along and tells us better be over the d'rabanan to be over the d'oraisa. And the obvious question is, that I would think, like, yeah, of course, why is that b'chal a chiddush over here? And in fact, when you look at it, it's actually a very, very big chiddush, because you look, the Magen Avraham writes, that you find in many, many places that hamidu divrayim b'makim issa d'oraisa, that sometimes the Chachamim say, we, and the Chachamim have the power to do this, we made an issa d'oraisa, and this issa d'oraisa will, we made an issa, and this issa will trump the araisa. And sometimes the chachamim say, no, don't be over the rabbanon in order to save yourself from the araisa. We find, and other times we find, not like that. Other times, for example, over here, we say be over the rabbanon in order not to be over the araisa. So why is it? Why is it sometimes we're over the rabbanon in order not to be over the araisa? And other times we say, I should be over the araisa in order because better a sheval taisa. Right, that's what would happen over here if I said the other way around. Don't do anything, and you'll end up being over the d'oraisa, but at least this way, you're not over the rabbanon. So why is it sometimes like this, sometimes like that? And Rabbi Yehuda says a very logical, beautiful pshat that is as follows. He says, when the iser, both the d'rabbanon iser and both the d'oraisa iser that's in the discussion are rooted in the same iser, then go with be over the d'rabbanon, not to be over the d'oraisa. When the Drabbanan and the Daraisa are two different Isurim, one, and we'll see a case in a second, one is an Isur of Basa V'Chalap, that's the example we'll see in a moment, and the other one is an Isur of Shabbos. No, you can't say, don't be over the Isur, the Drabbanan in order to prevent an Isur Daraisa, because it's two different things. But since over here we're talking about both things, the Muktzah, is a muktzah of Shabbos. The afiyah is an afiyah of Shabbos, and therefore you don't go ahead and you don't and you therefore you do go ahead and be over the Rabbanon in order to prevent from the deraisa, because the Rabbanon of Shabbos won't trump the deraisa of Shabbos. But yes, when the two different things, he says, because of that, it's gewaldic. He says, what happens if Erev Shabbos, I go ahead and I put a pot on the fire, I decide I'm going to make braised flanken in non-dairy creamer, right? And I go ahead and I put it on the fire, right? And therefore, and now I go ahead and I put and I realize as soon as Shabbos comes in, I realize that that I didn't use the non-dairy cream. By mistake, I used the regular milk. Okay. Now the food didn't get cooked yet. So I wasn't yet over the iser of loitz of asher gadi b'chalayvim. I wasn't yet over the iser of basar b'chalav. However, the pot is totally muksa because I can't eat it, right? So it's totally muksa. So should I be over the iser derabbanan of muksa to prevent me the iser derais of loitz of asher gadi b'chalayvim? Over there, l'chayra, based on the way Reb Kiveg is explaining it, I would not be allowed to be over the iser of muksa, even though it's only Darabon, and I have to allow myself through Sheval Taisa to be over the Issa Daraisa of Basa B'chalo, because here the two Asura are different. It's very, very fascinating and very logical when you think about it. Okay, let's go a little bit right over here. B'tanurim shalanu, she'ein behem radiyah. So till now, we were talking about I placed dough in the oven, and the Shaila was, am I allowed to do the radiyah on Shabbos? So we said that if you're better to prevent it, it's up to the chayil. I'm also certainly not allowed to do radiyah for bread that's going to be used for after Shabbos. Says the mechaber, that was the way their ovens they used to do it then. However, in our ovens, we don't bake that way. I can take out a lot more than the. I don't have this up to the chayil problem, so I can take out as much bread as I want. That was also some sort of implement that they would use to remove a mishum that Mexico of the Dechayel that looks like the Yovda Dechayel. So now, according to this, if this is where now we're coming into where the halacha applies to us today. So if you went ahead and you decided to bake a dozen challah rolls, you put it in 2 hours before Shabbos, they're totally baked. You didn't have any of the problems. So on Shabbos, you can take out not only the five or six challahs that you eat on Shabbos, you can take out all the challahs because you don't have you have the dechol problem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein behem radiyah. The meleches radiyah shayach rak batunereihem. It only applied to their ovens. That they would stick the bread to the walls of the tana. Avotanurim shalanu shapas munaches tana. That the bread is sitting on the floor of the tana. Leshayach behem radiyah. Lohaytzi you can take out more. We're talking about over here that you put the dough in a mutter dik oven. The betanurim shalem I also like to call a pasha and tzarich leil Shabbos. When it came to their ovens, even if you did a beheta, you only allowed to take out what you needed for Shabbos. So canal b'sifei, as we learned in sifei. Ava yidei ava afila yidei shinui. Even if you're using a shinui. When it comes to our ovens, the leishayach radiyah, we don't have this problem that the removal is this uvda dechayil. You'll let him take out even if it's a lot more than you need for Shabbos. That we're assuming that you're going to eat some of these breads on Shabbos. Right? So if I put in 2 hours before Shabbos rolls to bake in my oven and I have no intention of eating any of them on Shabbos, then taking it out is just is hachana tochayil. But we're saying over here is I plan on eating some of them. I don't know which one. I might eat this one. I might eat that one. Therefore, you can take out all of them because we don't have any problem taking out. Then like it, also leave the tzayir chayil. Because if I don't plan on eating any of them, then it's achana. Even just moving it when it's for all for the weekdays, you're not allowed to. I'm now going to go ahead and bring up a wine that I need for Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos. Yehudi Shari. Through a guy, you can do it. The El Yerava says that even if you have no intention of eating any of the bread, then and but the bread is going to get ruined. He says you're allowed to remove it yourself. However, Shabbos says, why does Elie Rabbi have to say? He says, listen, it's going to be a hefsa, they're going to get ruined. They're not really, there's nothing really that you're doing wrong. Therefore, even though you're not eating it on Shabbos, you can take it out. Says the Magen Avraham, what does that mean? You can solve the problem of Achana. Just eat one of the breads. So why should I say that in order, because it's going to get ruined, you can take it out. Take it out. You don't know which, but, and have them on. You can eat some of it, and then you avoided the problem. You didn't have to come to a heter as to why you were allowed to be mechem from Shabbos to Chol, and therefore the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Elie Rabbah. Sheyitka by who adin the yachal haitzi b'makal. You can use a stick to take it out. Chol zehu derech shinui. That is a unusual way. You're allowed to use this rachatz. That's the spatula or the whatever it's called that they used to use it to remove the breads during the week. Okay, let's start. We'll get started with Siv Ches. Lo yamale adam kedera asasias. A person is not allowed to fill up a pot on Erev Shabbos with asasias. That asasias is like kinds of lentils, edamame, beans, whatever it is. Hagadolos, hagadolos per Eretz Yisrael, v'lo, these were the ones that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Is another kind of lentil. V'yitel put it into the oven. And the answer is really very, very simple. Although we said before that I can take a piece of meat if it takes a long time to cook and put it into the tanner, even if it's not garfik katan. Why? Because we weren't worried about shema yachata, because it's never going to be ready for tonight anyway. So, but these are not the case. And the Machaber explains, they should devour mele and it's chicken bishul rab. They don't need a lot of cooking. The datum aleim lachlam alta, and therefore, you intend to eat them right away. And because of that, totally raw. It's like a cooked item that started cooking. You're not allowed to eat it in the oven. But who adin? It's not only you're not allowed to leave it in the oven because we're worried. The who adin, and the same thing. It's not only in a tanner, even the regular stove. When they're not covered, the fire. You're not allowed to eat on Matzah Shabbos unless you wait enough time for them to have been made. Let's start the Mishaburu. Things that cook very quickly. The whole heter of putting something raw directly on the fire on Erev Shabbos, right before the Shabbos, is because they were, because it's your Messiah das from them, and therefore we're not worried about Shemi Chata. Something that cooks quickly, we said this already, doesn't work. You're allowed to put something totally raw if it's even close to evening, because it's certainly not going to cook for the night meal. In order for it to be ready for the morning meal, it's anyway going to cook, even if you're not mechata in the gechal. These kind of items, they cook very easily. Since you're going to eat it, have the ability to eat it for the night meal, you might do shemi yichata. If we said a tana, even if it's garif katam, it has the same din as a stove that's not garif katam. Miu. So review. Tanuri didan. Our ovens, dami lakira, the sharif garif katam. Our ovens are okay if it's garif katam. Imu tach betut. Shari b'cholinyan as v'machikas harma v'sif aleph ba'aga. And as the Ramah said, that if it's tuach petit, then everything, you can leave it in there because we're not worried that you can unseal the oven in order to do the garfikatim. Let's finish up the Mishabura. Kshenig agarufim, akira levatka. You're talking about the akira. But nakalash ram, akira's the alma. Doesn't mean the kira and the tana. Tana garf is the same as akira and a garf. The ili kaipach, halim avari b'rechna gimel, tekshisiba etzalem hani grifikatima. The kaipach, we said that when it's heated with wood, is like the tana. At Kadesh, you have to wait Matzah Shabbos with a long enough time for it to have been fully cooked. Kadesh, lo yehanim ahen, imasha ov at least in the Rabbanan. As we said previously, if I cook something that I wasn't allowed to cook on Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, I have to wait with enough time for it to finish cooking, so I shouldn't have ana from something that was cooked on Shabbos. Ayin lo, b'simen reishon gimel, sif aleph ba'go, dimisbashro ad yom kemachem and desai, died that if this was not totally raw, but it was cooked to Michael ben desai, as we learned the Ramah holds that Michael ben desai is enough. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and in the Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue next week.